HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It is 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy Big Dick Toledo. Glorious Tuesday, and it's going to be hot again. My car temperature read 103 yesterday. I was kind of like, I was almost a little excited about it. It's kind of cool. And then I had to be reminded that it wasn't summer because there were about 9 motorcycles sitting next to me on 16th Street in Camelback.
With some mamas?
A whole bunch of mamas loaded up on the back. Lots of mamas. 2 had no mamas, and I felt bad. I called them the Larry of the motorcycle group. The Larrys of the bike group had no mamas. But they were the luckiest 2 of the group because the mamas that were strapped to the back of these authentic bikers' bikes, I mean, these dudes were legit, and they were older, probably late 50s, early 60s. And then they had, like, these Egyptian mummies for girlfriends that were hanging off the back of their bikes and been in the sun too long. Hilarious. And I wanted to take a picture of it, but I get afraid I'm not going to whip my phone out and get caught by one of them guys. He's taking photos of our mamas. Chasing you all over the place. I don't want to lose that fight.
You got to get good at, like, turning the camera on and just, like, lifting it up and
going, not looking. I can do it. If it's something I'm not afraid of, but it was off to, it was the lane next to me, 1 car back. And of course, they're so loud. You turn and look, or you see it in the mirror, and I'm like, look at all the mamas. This would have required a real angular kind of 45 degree, and I wanted to get to mamas. I was going to kind of wait for the light to turn and let them go past me, and then mama shoot sideways and from behind.
That's why you need the dash cam.
Exactly. This is why we're behind on the whole insurance thing. We need dash cams. Because the mama ride would have been, I mean, there was some. Honestly, there was a couple of them that, like, looked at me and their mouths open, and dust and bugs came out, and mummies, and it was crazy. It was,
I had about a 10 count over the weekend. I thought they'd be a little bit heavier on the mama thing, but boards.
Oh, it was last weekend. Okay. So, yeah.
The boards had, on the highway, be careful, motorcycles, mamas.
Yeah, mamas crossing. I warned Brett. He's got a girl who's a very pretty lady, and Brett's got a bike, and I'm like, don't you turn her into a mom. You don't introduce her as your mama at these events, do you? No. Okay, don't do that. That's when you know it's over. Here's my mama. Oh, God. Well, I believe you, because she looks like she's about 40 years older than
you. Maybe you don't introduce her that way, but does it ever just pop out? Hey, mama.
Yeah. Next time that happens.
It's bike talk.
Next time a biker says that to me, I'm like, oh, that's nice. You take your mother out for a ride. What are you talking about? My mama. Yeah, she looks like she had you late in life, though. Like, you have to be at least 50 years apart. Why you? I doubt how that's how a biker story ends with a why you, and he just walks away. But that's kind of what I'm rooting for.
Like Yosemite Sam?
Why you? Well, I'm the rootinest, tootinest rider in all the world, with east, north, south of the Pecos. Oh, your mama just, her leg just disintegrated to dust. Your mama has been outside too long. But anyway, have fun out there with them. And it's over? It's this week. I thought it was just, man, I didn't see a lot of bikes at all. What were they doing out yesterday? It's over.
Stragglers.
Yeah, they're straggling around. What the hell went on there yesterday? Thought we were in the middle of it. I don't like what I'm seeing at all. That's too many mamas on a Monday. Post-bike week, they're going to cook. Thanks for keeping the mamas to a minimum this year. It was a very impressive mama count last
year.
It'll
still be relatively strong because, great. You kick off in the weather, and it just kickstarts at the bike week.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, the bike week just reminds everybody to strap up mamas. But, yeah, I told Brett. Brett's like, keep that girl off the back of that bike. She's precious. She's a good-looking lady. And he goes, she works too much to be a mama. And I'm like, okay. Let's keep it that way, because if I see her on that bike 2-3 times a week, I know what's coming. Her boobs deflate into these weird sacks of, like, when you get a goldfish.
Her spine arches.
Her spine turns into, like, a backward C. She starts wearing shorts that don't fit a child. Her legs.
Of a jean variety.
Yeah, her legs turn oddly leather, like Creative Leather couch colors. And then that face. Oh, my God, the mama face.
If you want a higher mama count, it's like watching wilderness. You got to get up early in the morning. That's when the animals are moving. bikers with the heat as they come on. They start earlier.
Like the flying hot air balloons.
You have to catch them as they embark? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah. You got to get them. You got to hit them in the morning. I don't understand when it happens. I just try to avoid the sounds.
Like bears, they hang around dumpsters and...
Is that right?
In the morning,
and eat with their hands?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I know the mamas do, but, you know, they have to.
So lock down your trash cans.
Okay. All right, that's good advice. I didn't know that. During bike week and then about a month after.
Yeah.
Just till the weather gets. Kind of like why I don't ride my my mountain bike right now because of the bees. Snakes are starting to wake up. They're unpredictable. I kind of stay out of there. 90 degrees to 101. I kind of stay away from everything. After 100 degrees, I can ride again. Because
you're in the hot zone.
Because, yeah, it's too hot for everything to bug you. The bees are the problem right now. Horrible. And Eric and I were just talking about this. I don't know how this happens. There's something fishy brewing here. I hope she's all right. I know she's not well, but I hope she's all right. An 8-year-old girl was laying in the middle of the I-10 at like midnight last night and evidently just fell out of the car. Now, the news is treating this as if it's some sort of a tragic goof and they really don't know. Sounds to me like something horrible was going on in that car to where a child either jumped out, no one was paying attention so she could get out.
Well, there's still an investigation.
No, I know, but even a kid falling out of a car, there's three things that can happen. She got pushed, she was fooling around and no one was paying attention, or she was trying to leave. This is not a, whoops, we hit a bump, the door opened, and the kid flew out. That's an accident. Something happened here to where horrible.
A little fishy.
Yeah, something doesn't seem right. It's hard to fall out of a car. It is hard to fall out of a car, and it is really hard for a car to just kind of dump you out unless you're in an accident. Just driving down the I-10 in Buckeye. And, oops, where's that? Oh, Jesus, the kid just fell out. What did we hit? Nothing. You hit nothing. Something's going on. The kid's
honey,
not in good
shape.
Honey,
you want some McDonald's?
Right.
Honey?
Somebody's not paying. Yeah, do you want your fries? And there's a kid on a Monday night out at midnight anyway, driving around Buckeye, breakneck speeds. This whole thing doesn't add up as good at all. I don't know how they got found or whatever, but the initial reports of an 8-year-old just laying in the middle of the freeway, that ain't right. So we'll find
something's amiss.
Something's really not right here. It's just I just can't imagine that they're like, well, we were driving along, and all the car doors just flew open, and we all fought for our life. The seatbelts fell off, so either the kid had no seatbelt in the first place, again, negligence by the parents. The kid was fooling around with the door, opened it, and fell out, negligence by the parents.
Any other kids in the car?
Don't know yet.
Wrestling
around? They didn't even seem to know if the parents were nearby. They said later that they had pulled over. And
they were, they were down the road a bit, they were 400 feet or something.
They were down the street. Like, I think you kind of back up, get over there, and before the helicopter can get out of the road. You go over to the side and you back up. I've done it.
A kid out there, you're doing whatever
you can. I've done it on a freeway.
I know, but to get 400 feet, you can do it pretty quick. If you're going 60 miles an hour.
Right, but why were they still 400 feet when the DPS agents arrived? Why do they not know who called?
Yeah, it sounds like they're. We got to cover some stuff up.
Either the news is jumping on something real fast, or this is because this sounds to me like some sort of. I'm not. I'll speculate. I don't care. Some sort of crack run where the kid just had to be there. Something was going on where the kid wasn't getting paid attention to, or the kid tried to escape something awful. To me, that's really all that adds up. Or somebody's got a massive lawsuit against a major car company that on a straight, bumpless road, your doors can fly open and people will be just, you know, shoot right off the side of the car.
It didn't say the car, the make, or...
Uh-uh. They don't know much. They just know there was an... The news loves that there was an 8-year-old body in the middle of the freeway. That's something they're really wrapping their arms around. They don't really need details on it. It's like, oh, boy. Did you hear about the 8-year-old laying in the road? What happened? Don't know. Didn't you hear what I just said? There's an 8-year-old in the street. Let's get it.
They all have the child safety locks now.
Yeah, the back seats are hard to get out.
Turn those on and they can't even open the door from back
there. Like I said, super hard to fall out of a car.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Something ain't right here. But all the news channels.
We'll start with bad parenting and work back.
Yeah, that's where I'm working first. That's the most obvious in the heroin addicted city we're in and all of the country we're in. Most obvious to me, some parent was like looking to get a fix. This is a guess. Very rarely is it like parent of the year that just has the car blast their kid out for no reason. Something was going on.
A little overdressed maybe for the sad
she
news
got
this
up
morning.
She didn't know. The poor girl at Fox 10.
She got thrown in
the
car.
She woke up and they said, all right, you. Good Lord, nice outfit. You look smoking hot. Go stand next to the I-10. There was a kid in the road.
What?
Yesterday, there was one that got drugged down 20th Street in Thomas on a hit and run, a baby. And the news was loving on that. I couldn't do that job.
Every day.
I remember there was a lady named Heidi Fogelsong who used to work here, and she was a news anchor at Channel 3, and she quit one day. And they did an interview with her, like, well, it's going to be tough to see you go. It's kind of an abrupt, but tell us what's going on, Heidi. And she goes, I can't take it. I can't take this anymore. This whole if it bleeds, it leads mentality of news has gotten to me, and I just don't want to be here. And they're like, all right, we're going to check in with Royals weather in just a minute. It's good to see you. Thanks, Heidi. Wow, thanks for wrecking our lives. Bye now. And Heidi just flat out said it right there on her last day. Wow, that's rough stuff. Anyway, two babies drown in a house fire. What the hell? You guys are horrible.
Drown in a house fire.
Yeah, that's all they care about. House fires, baby drownings. That's it.
That is.
When they're trying to get away from the fire, they jumped in the pool, they drown. It's the news. It's the wet dream of a newsroom.
One baby drowned in the toilet.
We've got a house fire. Guys, are you ready for this? The babies that tried to get out of the house fire, drowned in the pool in the backyard. The footage. Yes, I know. It's the greatest news day of all time.
Tell me you got that on
film. Oh, my God. Hurry. Jim Cross standing outside the pool where many, many babies at a burning orphanage are drowning in a right now. They're not even all dead yet. Jim, of course, not wanting to inject himself into the story, watching the babies drown. Jim live from baby drowning pool. The fire's pretty intense, gang. I'm standing right next to the baby drowning pool, which is now known as the baby drowning pool. There are several babies drowning, and I can't help because, of course, you don't want to be the story. You just want to report it. The house is burned completely. As we understand it, there are many older kids inside burning. We don't care about that. Babies drowning in the pool outside of a house fire. It's Channel 10's wet dream. Back to you guys.
In the back of the property in a trash can, it's full of limbs.
Yeah. We found a bunch of limbs here. Evidently, the orphanage also quartering many orphans that don't sell.
My God.
What would be their dream? That's what true news people go to sleep and like close their eyes and hope for. We dream of like fields and playing. They dream of standing outside a dumpster filled with people parts next to a pool with drowning babies at a house fire. That's their goal in life. And meanwhile, a fire engine comes careening into the house. Oh my God! If the fire engine's crashed, the footage we have now of a sideways fire engine. It's hopefully many, many are dead because that's what we shoot for.
It was after the show yesterday. It was too late because I could have been scooping it. As I pulled into Sanderson Ford yesterday, this is what was across the street.
Holy moly, that's a semi on fire.
Completely on fire. Wow. And as I pulled in, of course, everyone is out looking at it because no one's around the truck. It just is.
Wow. I didn't hear anything about that.
Me neither.
Nobody died, I guess.
There were no babies in it, so we didn't care.
I get out of my car. Boom!
Baby's being drugged.
Oh, man, it blew up.
It was a tire.
Oh,
the truck tires, because the fire was...
Damn, why couldn't that tire have hit you?
Yeah, I know.
And then you'd been on the news.
Hit you? Why couldn't it have hit a baby?
I was like, get the kids out there!
Everyone, hold your babies up. This thing might blow. And then tomorrow, Channel 10 was first at the baby drowning pool house fire orphan quartering dumpster area. Never forget when you want babies drowning live during a fire next to a dumpster full of people parts.
Exclusive.
Turn to Fox 10. We're first. We're best.
What
just
do you got,
you
Jim?
Watch. Yeah, we throw it out to the hotly dressed girl standing next to where the kid was.
She was just out of the club.
Yeah, she's like, well, I'm leaving the club and I heard about the 8-year-old standing in the road and I thought I'd stand by it. Is the child still in the road? No, they cleaned that up. Oh, okay. Well, standing near where things happened is a reporter. Well, if there are any more children in the road right now, is this an epidemic? Well, it seems to be a one-off. Pretty sure this is not going to be a problem. Yeah, it's weird, but yeah, I couldn't do news. I could never, ever want to do that. Hopefully that little kid's okay. Something is wrong with that story that it just doesn't add up.
Is it Seattle or, no, it's in Canada, I believe, that feet have been washing ashore for 15 years.
We've talked about that I don't know how many times. There's a bag of feet in the sea. Just keep washing up in Vancouver and Seattle. And they love it. It's like 16 or 17 feet now, over a period of time. It was pretty heavy for a little while. They were finding them once every few months. It's been a while, but every once in a while a foot washes up.
It's the Canadian mafia.
It's that or sharks hate feet.
Vancouver native mafia?
Yeah, the Vancouver Sopranos.
Just so angry out there in Western
Bush
Canada.
Bush and his family, eh? She going to respect the organization.
They're all into hockey.
Christopher,
and
get over here. Try to go to a Canucks game. What are you doing, eh?
Canadian Batman.
They're always gathered around the table at Tim Hortons.
She passed me some donuts over there, eh?
They're really pale white.
Yeah, they're all just, they're in pretty good shape. Tony's not fat.
Unbelievable. You want to put it 100% to the organization, eh?
Drinking Molson.
Gonna break my neck over here so you guys can dick around at Tim Hortons all night, eh? Look here, buddy.
Anyway, I couldn't do it, but, you know, we need the news. I watch the news. And I was watching the...
Do we?
Yeah, sometimes.
You know what? Maybe not. You know, maybe right. I said it. I'm like, we need... As I said it, I'm like, I don't know.
I've been living without it for years.
Well, and we need the news. Yeah,
yeah. We try to avoid it, but it gets to us either way.
I like Brady's window to the world. I mean, it confuses him a lot, but he doesn't watch the news.
You'd rather read about it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
On the internet.
Your own picture.
Yeah. Oh, an 8-year-old in a row.
I don't know about that. Maybe something fishy. I like reading the headlines just going, well, that's obvious. Parents were terrible. And I hope they're listening.
Have no idea what's up.
No, you did something dumb. You had a bad day. I'm not saying you're always bad. But chances are you're pretty bad at this. Your job is to just make sure it doesn't die. That's like your job the first 5 years. The next 5 years, make sure it doesn't kill anything else and it doesn't die. Pretty much it.
I guess it still works because... No matter what, you still look at it and you're like, ah, oh, I can't take this. But then when you're going down the headlines and you see this, really? Now you got to check it out.
Well,
because you just can't believe stuff like this would happen. Or
I'm addicted to
nothing surprising.
Yeah. Oh, no, God, no. I'm addicted to the Sunday and Saturday morning news channel 3 stuff, as you know, Good Morning Arizona, which kills me because they just keep welcoming me to the show and then telling me something horrible. Like going to a party and the door swings open. Hi, thanks for coming. The neighbor's baby's dead. What? Have some snacks. What in the world is going on? Isn't it a beautiful day? Recapping what I told you when you came in, the neighbor's baby's dead.
And then they sell you a car for 30 minutes.
And then
Wally's outside. He got a new Ford. Want to go look? How's this thing run?
Well, let me tell you, you got one of the better deals you ever get. MSRP, as it's seen here, about $37,000.
All right, Wally, recapping to our partygoers, the baby next door is dead. Kim, what are you up to?
I'm out here at the Coyotes thing. I'm going to eat, too. It's 75. It's going to be 75 all day. Bye.
Beautiful day to be out.
You know, Kim looks so cute. I saw her in the gym. She worked so hard. Let's get back to our top story. Dead baby next door.
You'd think, like, if you landed from another planet and somebody said, watch the news, you'll learn about them. You know, they get a 4-hour weekend news show. You'd think that food would be, like, our quest. We don't have any. Like, it's such an amazing thing to have food if you watch the news, because literally Saturday morning, Kim Quintero is out at the Coyotes thing at 6:30, and she goes, we've got food! We got food! And it would be like, if you were watching from another planet, you'd be like, oh, evidently they don't have that often. And she's like, take a look at this! And then she eats it and nods and like, it's food! I was right! They go back to the studio. They're making cupcakes. We've got cupcakes! Like, Jesus, this place is loaded. At the end of the show, they have some restaurant come in and cook for them, going, we got tortillas, and then they eat it. And every time they eat it, they nod at the camera as if to be, guys, it's amazing. I know it's so hard to find, but here's 3 places in the valley you can get food. That's in an hour's worth of television. In between, telling me about who was drugged down the street by a car.
And this is what I'm missing?
Yeah.
I got to get on
Brady,
it.
It's like, here's 7 places to get food today. And it literally is like some apocalyptic, weird presentation of death, weather, and where food happens. They're disgusting human beings. Never talk to them. If they ever want to talk to you, never talk to them. And for God's sakes, don't send them your videos. Did you send that to news yesterday when you had that semi-fire?
I didn't.
You're normal. That's why, because you're normal.
Darn it.
Somebody crazy filming that was like, I'm going to send it to the news. And then the only thing you get is your name. This sent to one of our viewers. Sent this, Brady Bogan. Sent it. Truck burning. Nothing really happened here other than the picture's pretty cool. Anyway, dead babies, pool. Anyway, nothing. Weather, food. Don't you love food? I love food. We have it. Dead baby, body parts, fire, food, weather. They're horrible people. So just avoid the, strap your kid in. That's basically the message. I know, you know, and then you're going to try to make a big deal out of this, but it is not a problem. Kids falling out of cars. It is really not a problem. They're going to make it seem like it is, but it's not.
You get so paranoid as a parent, like with your kid back there.
Lock it up.
Yeah, you make sure those child safety locks are on and all that stuff.
Strap that sumbitch down.
Especially when they start getting older and they're a little antsy.
Look, I grew up in an Oldsmobile 98. We had that. It was like a 1978 green. The thing was bigger than this
That's
studio.
That's huge.
Massive.
Tank.
huge, and no one wore seatbelts because it wrinkled your clothes. When my mom would turn, it was a fun park. Right down the
slide.
Yep. Smash, and we made a game out of who could smash the other one because these cars just floated. We never fell out. It was never a risk to fall out of the car. We were never buckled in, and we didn't fall out. So falling out of a car is hard. This is not the end of this story. There'll be a lot coming out of this. That's the old, that's the newer model. That was like an 80. We had a much older, maybe it was like a 77.
That was a sweet ride.
Oh, it was a beast.
Your dad a pimp?
He went pimping. We had a Grand Prix after that. And then we had an El Camino Super Sport. It came out of nowhere. I think my mom was very upset with that one because my dad just drove home one day with this cool-ass green El Camino and Krager mag wheels.
Was that the
Yeah, that's probably pretty close to what we had. Only ours was green.
What was the half station wagon thing? Was that an El
Camino? The Subaru Brat.
Remember the back was like a...
Oh, this was a... This,
or not station.
It was
a
pickup truck.
Yeah,
that's an El Camino.
That's El Camino.
El Ranchero and an El Camino. But ours was an El Camino Super Sport, so it had this big-ass engine in it. My dad just was like, I'm getting this. I have to remind myself, at the time, my dad was probably 28. So he's looking at me like, I'm getting this. I was like 3, my sister's 6. And we would take long road trips in the El Camino where they'd just scoot. It was a pickup truck. They'd scoot the front seat forward and stuff us.
Weird.
Had a little extra stash.
That's a Subaru Brat.
Right, there's Eric's version of the El Camino.
Yeah, that's the hideous Subaru Brat.
That's my version. I can't afford the El Camino.
That's what you get. But the El Camino seat, we'd scoot forward and we'd lay head to toe behind the seat.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
And drive all the way from basically
5 hours.
More than that, Chicago all the way into Pennsylvania. It's probably a 7-8 hour trip. That wasn't that. That's a badass El Camino right there. I think my dad, it was like a 78 Super Sport. It was fantastic. It was beautiful, but it is not a family vehicle. We didn't have seatbelts, and if anybody rear-ended that thing, we'd have been smushed up. Totally irresponsible. But guess what? We never did. Fell out. Yeah, those are the 70s. Probably 77 then. If I'm looking at that front end.
Had a little extra space in the back.
Put Super Sport on there, my friend, and you're going to find yourself. Yeah, there it is. That's pretty much it. There's no reason for that vehicle to be a family of fours whip.
Could you?
That's it. It's only had better.
You had a lot of stuff in that bed there.
Well, the bed worked out great. And you know who get in the bed? The kids. You shove them there. We never fell out of that either.
That's true. Go to the drive-in?
Yeah, always. Well, we didn't family drive-in. I think we were allowed
to
go.
You didn't do the drive-in as a family?
No.
Really?
My parents were in their 20s. They didn't need two kids at the drive-in.
The Subaru Brat, back to that, used to have the plastic seats that would face the other way.
The other direction. Yeah, they stuffed them in the back.
And they had ski handles on them.
Yeah. Nobody ever fell out of a Subaru Brat.
How do you know this, Brady?
Did you have Brat?
Oh, I know Subarus.
He likes the Subarus. Back before it was okay to be gay, Subarus were still building cars for gays. They were the 93.3 of gays way before. Boy, this place is going bananas. We'll talk about that in a minute. Just bananas about how gay they were. Yeah, the
Subaru jumper seats.
The back seat.
Nice.
Because it used to be people didn't fall out. If they did, it was their fault. Kids don't fall out of cars. Something's going on. This story is not good. Hopefully the kids are right, but, get some child protective services involved because it is so hard to fall out of a car. So hard. It is so
man, that bed
hard.
Is barely big enough for an adult man.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, if my door wasn't shut right, my mom would yell back to me, "Hey, shut your door while we're driving."
Oh, yeah, that would happen. And you never fell out.
Open and shut it real quick.
Constantly. Your door's not. It didn't have the door ajar thing before. You just hear.
No. In the car. Or you hear the air being sucked out of the car.
Your door's open. Shut it. Walk over the seat and shut the door. 400 feet from left to right on the.
Reach over your sister.
We're going 60 down the highway. All right.
Got it. Because parents knew and still do, it's super hard to fall out of a car. Unless you want something to happen. It's really difficult. Especially on the I-10. There are no bumps. None.
Then would you have the old Vista Cruiser wagon or the Kingswood where the seats go on the other way, the third seat.
Yeah, I'll make you just vomitorium. It's just
all
car,
over the
it's
place.
The car sickness seat. I don't know who thought to put a couple. Why don't we put a couple seats and let the kids see what we just passed? Go, we're going the wrong way. Give them a book. Let them read and look the wrong direction.
I had no idea that was the name of that, Brady.
What's that? The Vista Cruiser?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's got glass on the sides of the roof.
Did you have one of those? Because you've got an affinity towards station
wagons.
My
aunt, wagons. Aunt Luann, had a Vista Cruiser.
Ever since I've known Brady.
That's where the love began.
Loved yeah. station
look at,
wagons.
Look at how much space is back there.
That's the thing. You could see 10 people, and that's a bench at a restaurant. Where did your love for station wagons start, Brady? Because it's weird.
My dad had a couple of wagons.
And you were big on it. So it just it reminds you. Wagon. It reminds you of a better time in America.
Maybe. I guess we had some good road trips.
I remember that awful Dodge Magnum. What was that thing called?
Yeah, that was that a, the literally, Magnum wagon.
This is not a joke. They literally took technology from U-Haul to build the Dodge. And some girl pulled up in front of Brady and I at the Homeless for the Holidays years ago.
Whoa!
Like what?
Check out that thing.
Was that hearse?
No, that's a Dodge Magnum power wagon.
Like, this is the ugliest car I've ever seen next to the one you're currently driving, the Subaru Outback.
Power wagon.
Believe me, I look at that Ford Flex every now and then. I'm like, I can't do it.
Of course
I'll
you
get
can.
Lit up. And I'm ashamed.
But you like it?
Like, oh, it's kind of cool.
The Ford Flex.
Live your life, Brady. Yeah.
Don't live that life,
live
Brady.
Your life.
No,
it's so practical, John.
It's a terrible. Remember when Larry had that?
Yeah, I took one on a road trip for a week.
Oh.
Nurse gave me one to went to San Diego.
How many accidents happen around you and the people laughing?
None. They're like, yeah.
That Ford Flex, remember we were with Larry? He's like, look, we're driving this Ford Flex. I'm like, this might be the ugliest car I've ever been in. We'll give it a try. And we pulled up next to another guy in a Ford Flex, and he was just so happy he wasn't the only doucher on the street that bought one of these.
I got a box with wheels,
He threw up two thumbs at Larry like, me too. I'm stupid too. Hey, dude, this guy's way too excited. And I'm like, Larry, you better roll down and tell him he's a loner. Put that guy back in his apartment quietly. Crazy.
Yeah. Look at that box.
That's horrible. The only other worst car ever made was the Pontiac Aztec.
Oh, that was bad.
It had a tent attached to
it. Don DeBaca rolling around.
Because they knew if you bought an Aztec, chances are you were going to be homeless someday.
Wasn't he so proud of it when he brought it to work and it's like pop-up tent out the back?
Yeah, it's got a tent.
Them?
It has a tent attached to it.
Yeah, I can take it camping and rock and roll all day and party all night.
In what, Don?
My car for when my wife kicks me and I got a tent attachment.
That's the worst car I've ever seen.
It's barely a tent.
I got it used.
Looks like you're just it's like you're doing construction.
Crystal meth. Or, yeah, like your house, your car has got an addition.
How stupid is that? Look at that.
Look at that sweet ride.
Call it stupid all you want, Eric. When your wife's mad, it's a nice alternative.
Hey, DeBaca, did you ever use the tent on the back of the Aztec?
Previous owner kind of wrecked that.
We're living in it right now.
We're a family of four, me and Bobby are in
there. Bobby!
Go set up the tent. Your mommy's mad.
Oh, my God. That is so dumb.
It is the dumbest idea ever. It is the dumbest idea. It's like when Homer Simpson designed the car because they thought he was a regular Joe, and it was a dome and had a drink maker and a house in the back of it. It was terrible.
Yeah, I remember another one as a kid I thought was a cool wagon. The Eagle, the AMC Eagle wagon.
Man, you were.
Four-wheel drive.
If you need to go talk to Mike Pence and just prove to him that being a lesbian is something you're born with. It doesn't even have to be a woman.
I forgot about that one.
You were just a lesbian boy. That's the difference.
Don't let us stop you, Brady.
Yeah.
You seem like a person that needs to own a wagon.
A four-wheel drive wagon like the AMC Eagle.
Right.
Those things are probably a couple hundred bucks.
Get a vintage one.
I get a
one
Flex all-wheel drive.
Go to car shows.
Yeah, you get one of those vintage ones, and it's still kind of cool because...
No, it's
I
not
mean, it's
cool.
not cool, but I mean, it's a little better.
Yeah.
You're like a car collector now.
Yeah, go to the...
I'll get that Vista Cruiser.
No. Get the 81 AMC Eagle that's lifted and take it one of those car shows over at Pavilions and just have your license plate, classic plate, say B-Bogues.
Yeah, and tell people it's an investment.
This is a pretty sweet ride.
$8,500 for that sweet ride?
Yeah, people kind of forgot about the AMC Eagle lifted. Horrible engines.
Ronnie can't get mad at you. It's only $8,500.
It's an ugly car. Yeah, you've bought bigger purchases without permission.
Yeah. In fact, look at that on the beach. Your favorite place.
Forget it, Brady. You can
that is a dream picture.
You know, these aren't pictures of cars that are for sale. These are pictures of AMC Eagles where they broke down.
Right.
There isn't one of them that I think is actually parked in front of the DMV for selling purposes. Ah, take a picture of it and try to sell it.
Looks
for
like
parts.
There's only four left in the country. What's hilarious is most
midlife crisis have guys in like sports cars and badass. Brady's got the AMC.
No, it's never, and I'll tell you, Eric, I've known him for 24 or 5 years now. It's never been a midlife crisis. It's been a Brady's life crisis.
Yeah, but wagons are sweet.
I've told it before. I'll tell it again. Coming back from lunch with great Jim the Dragon Wilson. Brady pulls up in a Hunter Green Subaru Outback. 1997, I'm guessing.
Gold package.
97?
That's probably about right. Yeah.
Gold stripe down the side. Getting out, and Jim and I immediately start laughing.
Check it out. It's my new ride. Sweet.
Like, yeah, that's hilarious. What happened to your car? Why did they give you this? Did you lose a bet?
I just picked it up. Double moonroof, Weather Channel.
What? You spent American money on this thing?
You guys want to take a ride?
No, no. I don't ever want to be seen in this car in my life.
Was that the moment you knew I need to do a radio show?
Yeah, this guy and I have a future.
Black leather interior that I'm going to put woolen black covers on because it's Arizona and that's wise.
That thing was an oven.
Without that purchase, Brady, you would not be on the morning show.
Right.
Yeah. That was really kind of where you hit my radar, because I don't remember what car you had before that. But I'm like, who's that lady over there getting out of there? I don't know how many lesbians working here. That's Brady.
Have it.
Hold on. Get my eyes checked.
Stood out from the crowd.
That is Brady.
That's not Brady. Hey, new guy, Wilson. Check out my new whip, Jelly Much.
We thought you were kidding.
Got an extra pair of Hootie and the Blowfish tickets.
Honestly thought you were kidding. And so proud. And you had that walk again. You had that, you know, the leader of the band walk. You're strutting around that thing. I'm like, he's not kidding. He
was
this.
Living that alternative lifestyle.
Oh, boy, was he.
Thanks, Tom Petrie.
Yeah. Yeah, Petrie is still laughing. He's just counting hundreds. I sold an Outback to a man in the late 90s. You believe that? Yeah, you need a wagon, my friend.
The P-Wagon.
Why don't you just go? You've got a love of them. Just go get a station wagon for the family. Ronnie wouldn't let. Yeah, would she? She wouldn't allow it.
Well, they had that hearse for a while.
Yeah, you did drive that hearse around for a little bit. That was weird.
what was that?
Yeah, what was that thing?
What are you talking about, the hearse?
Yeah, see, he doesn't recognize what he doesn't see what we see.
You've gone through so many cars. You're starting to forget.
I can't remember what it was.
That long black thing you had for a while that was all tinted super dark. And
talking about the Escalade?
No.
It was a car.
It wasn't the Genesis.
You've gone through so many.
Was that the Hyundai?
I had a Hyundai Genesis. Yeah, that was silver. Was
that, okay, that wasn't it. You had a black one.
You had a black hearse for a while. Yeah, it was at the old building. Yeah. You don't even remember.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't see it as a hearse. He thought it's
what do you mean my kick-ass cars? The envy of everyone.
It's like Brady drives that hearse. There goes Brady in the hearse.
Everybody's looking. I'm turning heads today.
You didn't have it very long.
No. Brady's a lot like those Harley Davidson bikers.
Had a white Acura.
No, it was a weird hearse. I remember it, too, because you'd leave and we'd go, look at Brady driving around that hearse. You'd be in that window.
I am turning heads. Black Jeep.
People are eyeing the black cars.
Yeah, that cube. Yeah, it was a weird, I forgot what it was, too.
It was almost like a wagon.
Avalanches.
It was wagony. I remember it being. It was ugly. You had one of the first Avalanches, that Lego one. That was out of plastic. That was awful.
Sweet.
Nope. Ugly.
You had that for a while, too.
The one you got after was nice because it was at least all car. Some of the first one was just mostly Lego. It's weird.
Snap it back in.
You've had some strange decisions. But that's what makes you. Now go get that wagon so we can tease you further. Your car's too normal right now.
I'm looking today.
Or the Flex if you really want it.
Now, if you've got to have a Ford Flex, look, people buy it, I guess. Not many. Ask Wally. Anyway, we'll be right back. We've got Baby Drowning in Fire to talk about. Give us a wake-up song, 585-9800. A good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.